I'll be talking about the influence of natural areas on ground beetle diversity in the Wisconsin potato agro ecosystem. We'll be talking about the influence of natural areas on beetle diversity at both small and large spatial scales to assess their relative importance. So the diversity of predaceous insects like ground beetles is thought to be limited in annual crops because of two main characteristics of annual crop habitat. First of all, almost all annual crops are grown in monoculture, so they support an extremely low diversity of organisms. And because of this, they likely lack critical resources that a lot of predator species need to persist. In addition to this, annual crops are frequently disturbed by grower practices like pesticide application and tillage, and they're also completely destroyed every year as they're harvested and then replanted. And this continual disturbance may continually reduce diversity of predator communities within the crop to low levels. In contrast, natural areas like grasslands and forests will on average support a greater diversity of organisms and will also be more persistent on the landscape. And for these reasons, they may be important in maintaining the diversity of predators in agro ecosystems. Because they support a greater diversity of organisms, they likely provide critical resources to predators that are absent from the less diverse crop environment. And because they're more persistent on the landscape, they may be important in providing stable sources of predators that can recolonize crops after disturbance. So for these reasons, it's expected that incorporating more natural areas into agricultural landscapes will increase the diversity of predators inhabiting those landscapes. And this may also improve their subsequent control of insect pests of crops, like potatoes. So our objectives for the study I'll be talking about here were to determine the influence of natural areas on ground beetle diversity at both a small local scale and a larger landscape scale. So at a local spatial scale, which we defined as a single potato field and adjacent natural areas, we are interested in the influence of grassy field margin habitat on beetle diversity. And we chose to look at these habitats because you find them adjacent to almost every potato field in Wisconsin. And at a larger spatial scale, we wanted to determine if the amount of natural area in the landscape surrounding both of these habitats influenced the diversity of beetles that they support. So to meet our objectives, we sampled ground beetles in 19 commercial potato fields in central Wisconsin. We trapped them continuously from June to August in 2005. I'm changing the traps out every 2 weeks. At each field, we place 6 pitfall traps in the grassy field margin habitat and 6 in the adjacent potatoes. And we use the season-long trap catch at each site to estimate species richness. And we use rarefaction to estimate species richness while controlling for variation in the total number of beetles we caught between sites. So as I mentioned, at a local scale, almost every potato field in central Wisconsin is surrounded by uncultivated strips dominated by perennial grasses and some associated forbs, which I'll be referring to as field margin habitats. Oops. All right. We hypothesized that these field margin habitats support a greater diversity of crabbits than potatoes do. So this graph shows rarefaction curves constructed for each field margin site, and those sites are in blue, and for each potato site. And these rarefaction curves, for those of you who aren't familiar with them, show how our estimates of species richness change with the number of beetles used to make that estimate. And as you can see, regardless of the number of beetles used to estimate species richness, it was almost always greater in field margins. So for the remainder of my talk, I'll be reporting species richness values calculated at an abundance of 80 beetles, because this was the lowest number of beetles caught at a site during the season. And this graph shows the average species richness of beetles in those field margin habitats and in potatoes calculated at that abundance level. As you can see, we captured approximately twice as many carabid beetles species in field margins compared to potatoes. So we did find evidence that these natural areas that you find immediately adjacent to potato fields could be important in maintaining beetle diversity. Based on our previous results, we next hypothesized that the diversity of carabid beetles within the potato crop would increase as the area of the surrounding field margin habitat increased. And to test our hypothesis, we used GIS to measure the area of field margin habitat present within 200 meters of the edge of each potato field. And 200 meters was our cutoff because this was the width of the largest field margin in our study. And then we related this metric of field margin area to beetle diversity within the potato crop. So this graph shows variation in species richness of crabbits among sites within potatoes only. And these sites, as you go along the x-axis, they were surrounded by increasing amounts of field margin habitat. And that's just standardized for the area of the potato field. As you can see, we found no evidence for a positive relationship between diversity of carabids within the crop and the area of field margin habitat surrounding the potatoes. So at the small spatial scale, the amount of field margin habitat surrounding the potato crop did not appear to influence beetle diversity within the crop. So at a larger spatial scale, both of these habitats are set in landscapes composed of varying amounts of natural area. So both of these air photos show potato fields that we sampled in yellow and natural areas within a kilometer and a half of the field centers in green. As you can see, the field in the lower panel was set in a much different landscape than the field in the upper panel. So the landscape here contained a lot more natural area. And we hypothesized that this variation in landscape composition would affect the diversity of beetles inhabiting these two habitat types. And in specific, we predicted that crabbit species richness would increase in both field margins and potatoes as the amount of natural area in the surrounding landscape increased. And to test our hypothesis, we calculated the percentage of the landscape within a kilometer and a half of the center of each potato field composed of natural area. And we defined natural areas as any non-cultivated, non-urban land, which we expected to be important foci of crabbit diversity. So this graph shows variation in species richness among sites in field margins and potatoes set in landscapes composed of varying percentages of natural area. So in support of our hypothesis, we found that crabbit diversity did increase in potatoes as the amount of natural area in the surrounding landscape increased. Interestingly, we didn't find this relationship in the immediately adjacent field margin habitats, which are only a matter of meters away. In retrospect, it's not surprising that we found this variation in pattern in these two habitats. When you consider the drastic difference in disturbance regimes in both of these areas. So in field margins, which are much more persistent, you'd expect that there's some carryover of species from year to year so that species can accumulate from the regional species pool in the landscape. So that these habitats are, the structure of communities in these habitats is less influenced by inputs of colonizers from external areas. In contrast, in potatoes, the community is essentially reset each year and has to reassemble at the beginning of each season. So that external inputs of colonizers could be very influential on the structure of crabbit communities. So in summary, we did find that field margin habitats supported a greater diversity of crabbits than potatoes. We found no evidence that these field margins contribute to crabbit diversity in the crop, at least at this small spatial scale. At a larger spatial scale, we found that the amount of natural area in the landscape surrounding our sites was associated with beetle diversity within potatoes, but not within immediately adjacent field margins. And this might have to do with differences in disturbance regimes. So what are the implications for management? Well, at a local scale, our results suggest that conserving small pockets of natural area, like field marjoram, does have some conservation value, since these natural areas may support a greater diversity of ground beetles. But they also suggest that land managers who want to influence the diversity of crabbeids within the potato crop should include large spatial scales in their thinking and their strategizing. With that, I'd like to thank everyone who contributed to this work, and had the distinct pleasure of having some of those people in the audience here with me. They're now successful graduate students, so I didn't scare them away. All right, thank you. I'll take any questions.
I'm wondering about the effect of drift of pesticide sprays, whether that could explain sort of low diversity in those strips and their your larger distance from the field with the natural area would not have as much drift.
So the question was about pesticide drift and whether it would influence beetle diversity within the field margins. I think that was your question.
Yes.
And
I guess a part of that question, too, I'm trying to think of other explanations for your data.
Sure.
Part of the question would also be, did you find in these marginal strips that there were specific ones, specific species that resided in those strips that were never found or rarely found in your potato field?
So those are, I think those are two separate questions. So I don't think we have the, our study wasn't designed to test the effect of distance into the field margin from the potato field margin interface. So if you might expect drift to decrease with distance from the edge, but we didn't look at that. We definitely found that different species, that certain species inhabiting these field margins didn't make it into potatoes. It was interestingly, they were typified by certain life history characteristics, too, which suggests that potatoes aren't good habitat for certain species. Thank you.